In North Carolina, prison officials say they can no longer carry out executions because of a new ethics policy adopted by the state medical authority. So, the Department of Corrections in North Carolina is taking the North Carolina Medical Board to court. This is the first such legal challenge in the country. From North Carolina Public Radio, Rusty Jacobs reports.
Last year, a federal judge in North Carolina postponed the execution of condemned prisoner Willie Brown over concerns about the constitutionality of lethal injection. The judge lifted the stay after prison officials assured him a qualified doctor would monitor the procedure. That story helped prompt North Carolina physicians like Charles Vanderhorst to take action.
Doctors should not murder people. It's very simple. And the medical board is following the ethics based on what the American Medical Association has said, what the American Academy of Anesthesiologists has said, what's in the Hippocratic Oath, what's in the Oath of Maimonides. Doctors don't murder patients.
Vanderhorst is a professor at the University of North Carolina School of Medicine. He and some colleagues wrote letters urging the North Carolina Medical Board to adopt a policy prohibiting doctors from participating in executions. The medical board formally did so in January. But state law requires the presence of a doctor to safeguard constitutional protections against cruel and unusual punishment. Now, the Department of Corrections says it can't find a North Carolina physician willing to defy medical board policy to participate in executions. The correction department filed a motion in state court this week to block the medical board from taking any disciplinary action against doctors who do participate. It also asks the court to rule an execution is not a medical procedure and therefore is outside the medical board's regulatory authority. Attorney Robert Zaytoon represents a North Carolina death row inmate whose execution was put on hold because of the lethal injection legal battle.
I think the medical board is specifically empowered by the legislature to set the parameters of ethical behavior by its physicians, and they've done that, and they're standing firm in their position.
Death penalty opponents and lawyers representing condemned prisoners say lethal injection carries the risk of a horrific and painful death. They argue the three-drug cocktail doesn't always sedate prisoners sufficiently and prevents them from expressing extreme pain and distress because one of the drugs causes paralysis. North Carolina is just the latest state where medical ethics have derailed executions. Doctors in California and Missouri have refused to take part in the procedure. Executions are on hold in close to a dozen states over constitutional concerns about lethal injection. Professor Elizabeth Semmel teaches law at the University of California, Berkeley, and runs the school's death penalty clinic.
You know, in some dozen state and federal jurisdictions, lawsuits are pending. Legislatures are looking at the issue. Commissions have been formed. And so from both a public and a legal perspective, the wealth of information that is beginning to emerge about lethal injection as a means of execution has grown astronomically.
All of which is to say the tangle of arguments over lethal injection won't be unraveled anytime soon in North Carolina or elsewhere. The North Carolina Medical Board says it stands by its policy on capital punishment and will file a legal response to the lawsuit soon. For NPR News, I'm Rusty Jacobs in Durham, North Carolina.